Our Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends in Marshalltown. And it was a big win over the weekend as the Cyclones took it to the UNI Panthers. What impressed you most about that first game of the year, John? 30-9, the win.
You know, I think maybe the special teams was the most impressive thing because it was just so unexpected. You know, Iowa State struggled a little bit on special teams a year ago, and they really were just about perfect in special teams in this first game. The punt return was really good from Jalen Knoll. The punts were great by Tyler Perkins. The long field goal by Chase Contreras, he had a 56-yarder, third longest in Cyclone history, in his first attempt as a Cyclone. So lots of really good things happened there. But the defense was great. There were really a lot of positives. Rocco Becht played really well. So it was a really good first game for Iowa State. And the best thing about it, from a coach's perspective, is they got to play more than 70 players in the game. So they really got to see a lot of guys that hadn't been on the field before, and I think that's going to be really valuable for them going forward.
Looking back at the history of the rivalry for Iowa and Iowa State, is there one game that kind of stands out as your favorite?
Oh, wow. Well, probably my favorite that I called was in 2011, which was actually the last time that Iowa State beat Iowa in Ames. They've won three times in Kinnick Stadium since then, but they've had a hard time beating Iowa in Ames. But that triple overtime, 44-41, I think it was just such an exciting game back and forth, and such a weird game in the series because usually they're 10-3, 10-7, you know, they're slugfests, and then you mix in a 44-41 game. But it did take three overtimes to get there, so that kind of makes sense. But it was very exciting, and Iowa State won it on a James White touchdown run, and that was a pretty cool way to walk it off. And so that one jumps out to me, but, man, there's been a bunch of them. Every game has something you remember it by, and I think that's what makes this series so unique. You can really remember every year and the game that went with it, and that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. 2:30 is the kickoff, as the pregame show will start at 12:30 this Saturday. Iowa State hosts Iowa at Jack Trice Stadium. When you look at this game last year, it was such a low scoring game, and it kind of came down to a little bit of a punt fest and that kind of thing. And then a couple years ago, when it was at Jack Trice Stadium, it was thunderstorm delays and all that kind of stuff, and it's been back and forth with some really solid games over the years. But in this matchup, it seems like defense is going to again be the storyline. It'll be which offense is able to muster just enough to get the job done.
No, I totally agree with that. You have two of the best defenses in college football, two of the best defensive coordinators in college football, in John Haycock and Phil Parker. So when they match wits, typically it is a pretty low-scoring game. And, you know, these offenses also aren't going jet tempo all the time and trying to run 70, 80 plays in a game. They're just trying to do their thing and, you know, use the tight ends and methodically move the ball down the field. So it kind of lends itself to typically a lower-scoring game, but you never know. And that's what's fun about this series. There's always surprises. There's always things you're not expecting, and I'm assuming we're going to have more of those on Saturday. But, you know, national television audience, it's a great stage for our state and for these two programs. And I think it's one of the really great rivalries in college football because it's not a conference rivalry. It's two teams that are representing two great conferences, the only state that has a Big 12 and a Big 10 team. And so there's a lot of pride that goes with the bragging rights that come from this game. So, man, it should be another fun one, another very competitive game, and I think both teams really get a lot out of it because they get a real test before conference play of what it's going to be like in the conference, and I think it's a really valuable game for both programs.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right. Well, hey, I know there's a rivalry on the field, but is there any rivalry between you and, like, Gary Dolphin or anything like that, the Hawkeyes play-by-play guy?
Yeah, there's a big rivalry there. You know, Dolph is an awesome guy. In fact, the very first game I called as a Cyclone, in 2003, I was nervous as heck getting ready to call my very first game. Iowa State was going to play UNI, and I got a call that morning, and it was just Dolph wishing me luck. And so
nice.
He's a good friend and a really special guy, and always look forward to seeing him and get to see him a couple times a year because of football and basketball. So that's always fun to catch up.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the time. Have a great call this Saturday, John.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.